This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, I have some breaking news for you here. The nomination committee for the baddest of the bad boy for the year 2025 have just turned over the nominees, and I'll run them down for you real quick. Bad boy number one is the black bear killer. Bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler. Bad boys number three is the great Mississippi deer slayers. And bad boys number four is the butterfly man. So those will be your four choices. I'll explain their crimes and their sentences, and you can cast your vote. We let you, the audience, decide each and every year who the baddest of the bad is. Right now, I got a quick 10-second pause, and we're coming back with Mike Smith, headed to his duck blind in Delacro to find out how the duck hunting is this morning. But first, we'll let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's head there now and talk to Mike Smith. He's down there with Louisiana Duck Hunts, Marsh Guide Service. And any activity yet? I know it's early, but what's it looking like so far, Mike?
We're just starting to shoot. Just starting. They just starting to move around here.
What have you seen so far? Teal again, early like this?
Yeah, the state bird, you know.
Yeah.
The Southeast Louisiana state bird.
Right. Well, you know, the flyover report was not that great for the southeastern part, but he did give Delacro a little bit of encouragement, saying that there were some heavy concentrations in Delacro, the heaviest of a small concentration. I mean, there's not many birds in southeast Louisiana, according to the flyover. They're all in southwest. Yeah. They like it over there. Yeah. They must be eating that rice over there.
Oh, yeah. The first split's always the best down here, you know. But we were seeing clouds of them. But you know how opening day is. You get all these darn boats running and scattering them all over the place.
Yeah, people getting out late, you know, not planning things out quick, you know, adequately. And that it is kind of irritating until they get settled in there. You know, one thing I'm seeing on here is...
Hold on.
Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Like I said, you can't call ducks opening day.
No, just about when they get ready to work, somebody shoots and they kind of flare off. Yeah, I was getting ready to say the thing that's really surprising, the gadwall, which is really, you know, that's a mainstay bird for southeast Louisiana hunters. It's pretty light. They're only talking about 59,000 in all of southeast, but over in the southwest, 244,000.
So unfreaking real. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an equitable split there, you know.
No, I tell you where all the grays are. They out of there. See, Wilding Fishers, they fly what they call transects or
transects.
You call it. And yeah, they don't go all the way down to where those gadwall are. They way out on the open bays. And you know what's killing us over here? Bow fishermen at night. You can stand on the road and see LED lights all over the place. And it's disturbing the bird. They trespassing on people's leases and, you know. And another thing, how can they tell the size of a fish when it's in the water? Don't they have a size limit?
Yeah, and most of those guys that do it are pretty good at it. And, you know, the amount. And, of course, you're going to have mishaps and you're going to shoot an undersized fish. But you can also catch one with a rod and reel and pull a hook out and it's going to die too. And a number of those outnumbers them. I don't have a problem with bow fishing except during duck season. I think during
exactly.
that 60-day season, it should be limited. Yeah, it should be closed because running around in airboats all night long, ducks are not going to be there the next morning.
No,
for sure.
No.
That's and there's been some pushes for that, but I don't know what's holding it up, you know?
I don't know. It's running all the big ducks. That's one of the main reasons why we don't have the big ducks like we used to have, you know?
But well, all you can do is try to get people to support that. And, you know, in fact, I've talked to a lot. Believe me, there's a lot of people who bow fish who also duck hunt, and they're opposed to it, too, during duck season. And
right.
I just don't think it's too much to ask because it definitely you can't have the two in the same area. It just doesn't work.
Right. Exactly. But it's going to pick up around here.
So, well, you remember last time we were out there, they fly a little bit later sometimes.
Well, after 7 o'clock sometimes, when everybody starts to leave, you know, sometimes around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we get big concentrations. Yesterday, I came out here and raised a big flock of redheads out of the decoys. They jumped up, they circled, they landed right back down. They all that time, I'm standing up. They took off again. They made another circle and they landed. They dumber than dogeries.
Yeah, till they get shot at. Mike, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, tell them how to get you.
504-228-4506. LADuckHunts.com. It's Louisiana Marsh Guide Service.
LADuckHunts.com. Easy enough. That'd be a nice stocking stuffer. Duck hunt with Mike Smith, the 5-time state duck calling champ. If you got some slow time, you could give him a little calling lessons while you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. I got slow time right now.
Hopefully that'll change for you. Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure talking to you. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunt. All right. Coming back after this, it's time for Ryan Lambert. He was in Mexico last week. I think he's going to be down there in the duck blind at Cajun Fishing Adventures near Buras. We'll see what he's up to right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.